stepping it up, and she's followed through with that word. Of course, Nina, being consistent, she's been the most consistent so far. And again, today she brought it. A lot of people don't understand that Nina's playing out of position. We have to play the 1 through 4. It's a tough task. Then I can't leave out Shadeli Guzman playing point guard position as a freshman. And, you know, she has a lot to think about all the time. And with that team that pressured the way they did, I was very proud of how we handled that. Everybody, it was a team effort. And we've all decided we're going to win as a team. We don't have individual agendas.
And talk a little bit about getting Troy out of their system. They typically score in the 90s and the 100s, and you guys really slowed them down. Is that something you were planning on doing?
That definitely was the game plan. They tried to get 80 or 90 possessions a game. They run a sideline break, and our plan was, hey, let's get that to 35, 40, and see what they can do after that. We knew that they didn't want to play a half-court game, and so we tried to get them to slow it down. And then when we got the ball, we didn't just take any shot. We tried to take the best shot.
And, Sumitri, if you could just talk a little bit about your own performance. 25 points, 12 rebounds, your third straight double-double. 7 away now from your 1,000th career point. How did it feel like that?
Like Coach said, I've just been coming to practice trying to pick up because I had gotten to a little slump. But, hey, my teammates were giving me the ball, and I was just trying to do my best to finish it.
And Christina, talk a little bit about trying to get around that backcourt pressure. You guys struggled a little bit trying to cross half-court sometimes, but you definitely did well trying to get around it. Talk about that, please.
We worked hard every day in practice with that full-court press, and we just find open men, get through. We can't just stop and say, well, there's nobody to pass it to. We have enough point guards and people that can dribble the ball to get through that.
Right, any questions from any of you guys?
Coach, congratulations. What's one thing you work on in practice when you know you're going to have a team that's just going to push the ball up the court? What's one thing you stress to the team coming into the game?
What do y'all think it is?
There's so many things.
No, we do a lot of transition drills every day. We do a fast break series. We just manipulate things as a team. Well, you know, the team that we're going to play. One thing we try to do, we're going to play Kennesaw State basketball. So I can't say that we alter everything we're going to do based on another team. We knew the transition was going to be key, so we keyed on it. We sent two people back. We sent them straight to the sidelines. That's where they wanted to get the ball and slow them down.
Question. So, Mitri, it seemed like every time Troy had any momentum, you took a charge. You took 5 charges. How did you get yourself in position every single time they had a fast break drill or every time they had any kind of momentum?
I don't know what it is. I guess my body's kind of like a magnet. I just know how to position myself. Ever since high school, I've been taking charges. That's one of my specialties. So, I don't know.
And it takes a special player to sacrifice your body. Because that is sacrificing your body every time that you put yourself in front of somebody going how many ever miles an hour trying to score a basket. So it's the most unselfish thing you can do out there. And she's done it over and over again. She doesn't wait till the game. She does it in practice, you know. And so we have a little headgear for her so she doesn't bump her head. But she does it every day. I can say that. She's great.
For the student-athletes, how important is fitness in a game like this where you know you're going to be going up and down and how much does that come into play? Talk about that for a minute.
We are very conditioned in practice. We run a good bit. So, I mean, that has a lot to do with it.
Being healthy.
Yeah, too.
We have a coach. Weight training coach who's on us tough all the time. If you need help with your weight, anything, he's there. Pushes us. Extra running, come in and run. That's all we do. Yeah, but it's good for us, though.
Coach Campbell,
you got
to hear with this one. Congratulations, your first career win. Talk a little about how it feels.
It feels awesome. And to do it here at home with our fans here, it's like Thanksgiving. I was like, man, I'm thankful for this game. But it felt awesome. And I felt like that was what we needed to get our momentum going. We lost some tough ones early. But we've been right there. We've put halves together. We've put, 20 minutes together. But not the second half or the first half. But I was pleased with the 40-minute effort, and that was I couldn't ask for anything better.
Anything else? All right, thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.